AK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A jury in Los Angeles finding rapper A$AP Rocky not guilty of firing a handgun at a former friend in 2021. Jurors deliberated for only about 3 hours. Outside the court, his attorney, Joe Tacopina, thanked the jury.
Bottom line is, we're grateful for the jury. They saw through this mirage of a case. We said from day one he was innocent. He turned down a plea for almost no jail time because he was innocent. And I've always said this was an extortion. The extortion played out live in color in court.
The Trump administration Tuesday night, according to a memo obtained by ABC News, cutting off funding to organizations that provide pro bono legal help to unaccompanied migrant children. Federal judge refusing to immediately block Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing government data systems or participating in worker layoffs. Two backcountry skiers buried and killed by an avalanche in central Oregon's Happy Valley. This is ABC News. A hard landing, a lost wing, a flip fuselage, and fire shooting out. All 80 on board the Delta Airlines flight escaped with their lives. ABC's Gio Benitez tells us what happened during those terrifying moments.
The Delta regional flight from Minneapolis touching down yesterday afternoon. Passenger John Nelson describing the harrowing moments inside, suspended by his seatbelt.
We hit the runway extremely hard and we kind of popped up and it felt like we were leaning to the left. There was a giant firewall down the side. I could actually feel the heat through the glass. And then we were going sideways. I'm not even sure how many times we tumbled.
Flight attendants seen standing on the ceiling of the plane, helping passengers scrambling to escape.
A lack of snow is forcing changes in Alaska's famous Iditarod Trail sled dog race. The ceremonial start will still take place in Anchorage on March 1st. 2 days later, the race moves 380 miles north to Fairbanks. More snow there for the official start. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I sent. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
A rematch against Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Fighting Illini. The last time these two teams met, Illinois won by 6. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I know we've gotten a lot better, but obviously here's the, you know, somebody that got us the first round, and what can we do better to take away the things that they did really well the first time? And offensive rebounding for them was something they emphasized, and they were really good at it that night.
NFL, the Packers need to make decisions on free agents like center Josh Myers, kicker Brandon McManus. Today is the first day teams can use the franchise tag. Baseball spring training, Brewers' new lefty Nestor Cortez talked about his elbow injury.
So I started throwing in like mid-December. Those first 2-3 weeks are like growing pains and know that you're a little sore, but I feel like I have a good sense of what's sore and what's pain. You know, turn some heads and keep going forward.
That's the Brewers' new left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Sklenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Beldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cold weather advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Wednesday. In the overnight, a few clouds around the area, lows between 15 and 20 below, wind chills around 30 to 35 below. On Wednesday, partly sunny skies and highs in the middle single digits. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Jane has jury duty, but I, Greg Bach, am your host, and we have Pat Kreitlow at 10:30 and Sean Rowland, who is a Milwaukee County supervisor, talking about why he ran for office. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tyranny Tuesday. See no Nazis, hear no Nazis. Is the media covering for Trump's fascist base? We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, Donald Trump is now stunningly claiming that Elon Musk is not working for Dodge, or Dodgy, or Doji. Is this serious? Is it a secret? Who's rooting around in our private information if it's not Musk? And Social Security's acting head just quit her job over a dust-up with Elon Musk's Doge. What's going on with our Social Security office? Oh, and also, apparently the Oval Office is now the place where Trump conducts private business. There apparently is no conflict of interest for Trump. And, oh, by the way, did you hear about this in the media? Probably not. In the second hour of our program, panic in Ukraine and among our former European friends as we abandon them and democracy worldwide, and stealing food from our soldiers. Troops reportedly go hungry as budget money to pay for food for soldiers has been diverted someplace. We're not sure. We don't know where it went, but it's gone. And a new law could see me regulated just like women. Will men be fined for ejaculating without intent to conceive? In the third hour of our program, Mikey Weinstein is going to drop by. Hegseth wants to ban the military from contacting his organization, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, MRFF. So this is wild stuff. A lot to talk about today, a lot going on. But to start out, excuse me, with my, pardon me, to start out with my daily take over at HartmanReport.com, see no Nazis, hear no Nazis. Is the media covering for Trump's fascist base? I mean, you know, one of the great mysteries in today's American political life is why so many Republican politicians and their friends are adopting or promoting openly Nazi symbols, iconography, and slogans. Is it a shout out to the hardcore racists, you know, the Nazis that make up their base, just trying to get enough extra votes to win elections? Is that why they're doing it? Or is it a proclamation that the end goal of Republican governance, capital R, Republican governance, is to destroy America, you know, with a tip of the hat to Vladimir Putin? Or is it about being a bizarre attempt at trolling people who are old enough or well-educated to remember what Nazism actually leads to? I don't know the answer. I suspect it's probably a little bit of all three, but why are America's mainstream media so unwilling to report on, much less discuss, all the Nazi and neo-Nazi references surrounding Trump and today's captive Republicans? I mean, Elon Musk threw two Nazi Sieg Heil salutes. And what did the media do? They bent themselves into pretzels trying to pretend that it wasn't a Nazi salute. The Ohio Proud Boys knew what it was. They posted a clip, the clip of Musk doing this with the words, Heil Trump. Blood Tribe, the Nazi group, posted the Musk clip with a Waffen-SS lightning bolt emoji. Their leader, writes, I don't care if this was a mistake. I'm going to enjoy the tears over it. Rolling Stone published a whole list of groups that have, you know, Nazi groups who've said, thank you, Elon. You know, this all really seems to have picked up steam after Charlottesville in 2017, the first year of the Trump presidency, first Trump presidency, where these young men were chanting Nazi slogans, throwing Nazi salutes, murdered a young woman protester, Heather Heyer, and our media completely failed to identify them as Nazis, even though they were proclaiming it themselves. I mean, since Trump's endorsement of their behavior with his good people on both sides comment, which he continues to defend, such behavior has been emulated across the nation. If you poke anything associated with Trump, odds are Nazi memes will pop out. The American First slogan was the name of an openly pro-Nazi movement in America in the 1930s. Trump told his former chief of staff, Marine General John Kelly, Hitler did some good things. And then there are Trump's attacks on the media, echoing Stalin and Hitler's enemy of the people rhetoric. He's suing media outlets left and right, like Putin and Orban did in the early years of their administrations. Elon Musk just called for 60 Minutes, the CBS program, reporters to receive, quote, a long prison sentence. His border czar, Trump's border czar, is calling for the police at the DOJ to investigate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. After pointing out at a rally that Hitler said that Jews were poisoning the blood of Germany, yes, Trump actually said that at the rally, he followed it by saying, quote, it's true, they're destroying the blood of our country, they're destroying the fabric of our country, and we're going to have to get them out, end quote. In 2021, CPAC held a meeting with a stage resembling the Odal rune, which is an old Nazi symbol. That upset the hotel that was hosting the conference. In 2022, Trump dined with Nick Fuentes, a prominent and out Holocaust denier. He later posted a 30-second video that twice references a unified Reich. Steve Bannon has repeatedly endorsed Camp of the Saints, this insanely racist novel. Trump's son, Don Jr., retweeted a message by a white supremacist who attacks interracial dating and queer people, liked tweets by another account that posts pictures of Jews with exaggerated noses, made a joke about gas chambers in our media, and participated in an interview with a talk show host who said that slavery was the best thing that ever happened to black people. When Vice President Vance visited Germany this week, instead of meeting with that nation's chancellor or his peer, he hung out with a leader of the Nazi-adjacent AfD party, while giving a speech in which he extensively quoted Putin's sentiments. And then there's Doge, the official title of the iron-fisted, massively rich oligarchs who ruled Venice for 10 centuries. Yes, they were oligarchs. For 1,000 years, the Doges ran Venice. Where do you think Musk got this from, really? And their logo? Jim Stewartson over on mind-war.com says, on the Doge logo, there are 8 stars above the cartoon and 8 stars on the flag inside the gear. This is another National Socialist signal. It means Heil Hitler. Musk used this signal numerous times in addition to quite literally doing 2 Hitler salutes at the inauguration, end quote. There's also 14 teeth in the gear that makes up the O in the Doge logo, a direct ripoff of Hitler's Nazi labor movement from the 1930s. And reflecting the famous 14 words that every white supremacist has memorized. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Following that theme, Trump, Vance, and multiple Republicans have been out pushing the Nazi-esque great replacement theory that says that American Jews are paying their agents in business, government, and society to hire black, brown, and queer people and women to replace white men. When Trump tweeted out his Anders Breivik quote yesterday, or day before yesterday, Musk retweeted it with 14 American flag emojis. These guys know what they're doing. They're not even subtle about it. And their followers know exactly what they're saying. And those followers also clearly heard the dog whistle when Trump came down the escalator and attacked brown-skinned immigrants. When Trump's birther crap was ongoing, so, you know, essentially saying, hey, there's a black man in the White House, have you noticed? Or when Trump offered refugee status to white South Africans, but not to black or Indian South Africans. There's so much evidence of Trump's and Musk's apartheid leanings, shall we say. It's pretty much impossible to deny any longer, which raises the question. Is our media in with the Nazis? Or are they just committed to not seeing them? So Trump is now stunningly claiming that Musk isn't working for Doge. And meanwhile, Musk is just telling naked lies about Social Security as justification for gutting the program. Get ready. If you're on Social Security, this might be a rough ride. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Speaking the truth, Elon Musk would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. We'll be right back.
change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day work remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with them for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com, ShipStation.com, and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM for your free trial.
But the proud boys cheer, the fire gets stoked, blood and soil, reeks and race, same old demons in a brand new place. They raise their hands, they shout their hate, but the headlines say it's a big mistake. Wink and a nod, another disguise, but we see the truth behind their lies. See no Nazis, hear no Nazis, cover your eyes, pretend it ain't real. See no Nazis, hear no Nazis, don't call it fascist, just call it a deal. They march in.
21 minutes past the hour, welcome back. Donald Trump is now claiming that Elon Musk does not run Doge, which is weird, because before he said that he is running Doge. But this was actually the director of the White House Office of Administration stated in a sworn affidavit that Musk is, quote, not an employee of the U.S. Doge Service or the U.S. Doge Service temporary organization. So what is his job? Fisher says he's a senior advisor to the president. But in November 12th, Trump announced that Musk was the head of Doge. On February 11th, he was standing right next to Musk, and he said, we're going to be signing a very important deal today. It's Doge, and I'm going to ask Elon to tell you a little bit about it. Come again. Then he says, could you mention some of the things your team has found? And then he says, this is on February 9th. He says, I'm going to tell Elon Musk very soon, like maybe in 24 hours, to go check the Department of Education. He's going to find the same thing. And then I'm going to go to the military. Let's check the military. So who's actually running Doge? This 19-year-old racist kid that they just rehired? The one who says, I was racist before it was cool? This is wild stuff. Meanwhile, Elon is seeing dead people over at the Social Security Administration. He's telling lies about Social Security. And it's pretty shocking, and the reason is even more shocking. The reason, of course, is that the biggest pile of federal money right now, if you're looking for $4 trillion to give tax breaks to Elon Musk and Donald Trump and all the billionaires in his cabinet and all the billionaires who funded his campaign, if you're looking for a place to come up with trillions of dollars, Social Security is it. Just cripple Social Security and you've got enough money to give big tax breaks to your billionaire donors. So anyhow, Musk comes out and says there's 150-year-old fraudulent Social Security recipients. No, it's a programming error and everybody knows about it and nobody's getting those checks. There's no checks going to these people. According to the Social Security office, there's about 6 million people who kind of fall into this category. They're cleaning them up. They cleaned up 1.2 million of them last year. It's expensive. You got to do the research, but none of them are getting checks. Then he goes on to say undocumented immigrants are getting Social Security. This is part of the racist great replacement theory that comes out of apartheid South Africa. Elon Musk says the real reason Democrats are upset with fraud investigations is that, quote, They are using your taxpayer money as handouts to attract and retain illegal immigrants, their future voters. That's what it's all about. Truth. No, that's a lie. You can't. First of all, you can't vote if you're not a citizen. And secondly, you can't get Social Security benefits if you're not a citizen. Now, that said, there are people in this country who are not citizens who are paying $25.7 billion every year into the Social Security Administration, but will never be able to get a penny out of it. But Musk is conveniently ignoring that. He's lying to the American people. Why? To justify cuts in Social Security. And the legacy media, just like, you know, see no Nazis, hear no Nazis, it's like, you know, see no destruction of Social Security, hear no destruction of Social Security. In fact, the head of Social Security itself, the acting director of the Social Security Administration, Michelle King, resigned yesterday because Musk wanted her to give to his people, or whoever's running DOGE wanted her to give to their people, the private, your and my private Social Security information, our tax records, our health records, our Social Security payments history. They want to know everything about every American in this country. Why? Well, I would think so that they can use that against us should we ever stand up against them. Nancy Altman, who is the president of Social Security Works, she said, SSA, Social Security sensitive files, the same way they're trying to do it, Labor and Treasury, the acting commissioner wouldn't give it and she was replaced. There's no way to overstate how serious a breach this is. Yeah, you think? And finally, the Oval Office is now a place where Donald Trump can do business. No other president has done this before. Jimmy Carter, all the other presidents put their assets in a blind trust. Trump actually had a meeting with the Saudis in the White House to talk about the LIV Golf Tour that he's a partner in, along with PGA. He's going to make a pile of money off this deal that he negotiated in the White House this week. This is, you know, the Constitution says presidents shall take no emoluments from foreign kings. And here's the head of the king of Saudi Arabia cutting a deal to give money to Donald Trump in the Oval Office. I mean, Trump had actually promised not to engage in business deals in the Oval Office. Yeah, right. His promises are useless.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the single most corrupt administration in the history of the United States. And we have the privilege of living through it. CB Distillery's stock up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, deal with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. And this isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, they're my favorites. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need on their website, too. You can shop by benefit, you know, sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, the code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com, code VIP.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them.
In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A jury in Los Angeles finding rapper A$AP Rocky not guilty of firing a handgun at a former friend in 2021. Jurors deliberated for only about 3 hours. Outside the court, his attorney, Joe Tacopina, thanked the jury.
Bottom line is, we're grateful for the jury. They saw through this mirage of a case. We said from day one he was innocent. He turned down a plea for almost no jail time because he was innocent. And I've always said this was an extortion. The extortion played out live in color in court.
The Trump administration Tuesday night, according to a memo obtained by ABC News, cutting off funding to organizations that provide pro bono legal help to unaccompanied migrant children. Federal judge refusing to immediately block Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing government data systems or participating in worker layoffs. Two backcountry skiers buried and killed by an avalanche in central Oregon's Happy Valley. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news. The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A rematch against Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Fighting Illini. The last time these two teams met, Illinois won by 6. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I know we've gotten a lot better, but obviously here's the, you know, somebody that got us the first round, and what can we do better to take away the things that they did really well the first time? And offensive rebounding for them was something they emphasized, and they were really good at it that night.
NFL, the Packers need to make decisions on free agents like center Josh Myers, kicker Brandon McManus. Today is the first day teams can use the franchise tag. Baseball spring training, Brewers' new lefty Nestor Cortez talked about his elbow injury.
So I started throwing in like mid-December. Those first 2-3 weeks are like growing pains and knowing that you're a little sore, but I feel like I have a good sense of what's sore and what's pain. You know, turn some heads and keep going forward.
That's the Brewers' new left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cold weather advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Wednesday. In the overnight, a few clouds around the area. Lows between 15 and 20 below. Wind chills around 30 to 35 below. On Wednesday, partly sunny skies and highs in the middle single digits. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome stand-up comedian Jeff Kane and writer-director of the film January, Nathan Demme, who discusses his barnstorming tour of the state. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Times are in danger again. He stacks up the courts. He silences foes. The votes they don't count when the strong men impose. Oh, the times are in danger again. So rise up, my friends. Don't let freedom fall. They're selling the country. They're building the wall. But power will crumble when people stand tall. Oh, the times are in danger again.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's up?
Tom, it's been a very long time since I've been able to call. Health problems have been deceiving me.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, I haven't been able to moderate on your YouTube channel for a long while now. Vision problems, macular degeneration. Everybody listening, stop smoking if you're smoking now, and if you've never, don't start.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you quit smoking
yet, Nicholas?
I was going to ask you if you quit smoking, and then I was kind of biting my tongue.
I did. No, I have quit, but it's too late after 60 years of smoking. It's destroyed.
Yeah, no, it killed my brother, my younger brother, Stan. He died of COPD.
I know.
In his 60s.
I know it. Life is hard, Tom.
Yeah. So what's up, Nicholas?
Harder than it should be for many people anyway. Three things I just want to remind people of, because I don't want them to become so commonly thought of or thought of in a daily way that they become somehow unimportant. Garrett Hake wrote in the New York Times, you know who he is, a highly esteemed reporter for many years about national politics. He wrote about even 2 weeks ago now, I think, in the Times, saying that if he were required to write upon what is going on right now in the United States as if it were a different country, he'd be required to have to, you know, under editorial insistence, be required to report it all as a coup, in fact, an actual coup going on.
Yes.
And we can't forget this. It's easy to think, it's a coup, oh well, what can we do? We better remember it, or it's going to be too late and there won't be much left to save if they accomplish what they are obviously setting out to accomplish via this coup with Musk at the top, whether Trump says he's part of Doge or not. That's, by the way, just a way, according to Lawrence Tribe, and I have a quote from him as well, that's just a way to get Musk out of the lawsuits at present, to remove him from liability, to declare him as not the head of Doge. That's what's going on with that. At any rate, that quote about the coup, and then our wonderful, God, our almost heroic, Jamie Raskin on Rachel Maddow said something of tremendous importance, and that also should never be forgotten. And that is that this is a five-alarm fire now. This is not a difference in political opinion going on. This is not a difference in politics, Republican versus. This is, his words, a national emergency.
Yeah.
He said it's time to break the glass, pull the alarm, and begin to do something. Enough with the talk, et cetera. And then on Rachel Maddow, I think it was just a few nights ago, Lawrence Tribe, a great constitutional lawyer and thinker who's now emeritus at Harvard, no less, said something that I found to be very disturbing and needs to be thought of carefully and remembered on a daily basis. And I would love for you to repeat these things on a daily basis. It's a coup. It's a national emergency. And this from Lawrence Tribe. This is a man, Tribe, who has built an entire highly esteemed career upon the judicial system and law itself. We all understand that. He came directly out and said, if we think the courts are going to save us now, we are wrong. They act too slowly. The the blitzkrieg that is being set upon us by the Trump-Musk presidency is so ferocious now that the courts will not be able to keep up and save us. He said, this is Lawrence Tribe, the lawyer, talking now. He said, the only thing that will save us now is we ourselves, the people, that we must pull a 1968 again and get out on the streets in the biggest numbers possible to shut these people down and show them that we will not allow them to succeed. We will not allow them to steal our country from us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. And hang on just a second. I'm looking up the 50-50. Here we go. 5050.one is the website for 50 protests, 50 states, one movement. And these are the people who have been organizing these protests all over the country. The website, again, is fifty-fifty.one. 5050.one. And of course, Indivisible has been organizing protests, you know, all across the country as well. I encourage everybody to check out these two websites. Show up, speak out. You're absolutely right, Nicholas. In fact, if anything, you're understating it. This is an absolute assault on our democracy. It's not just on our government. It's on the entire idea of democracy.
It's a national emergency.
Trump is trying to turn America into Russia. He's trying to establish an autocratic presidency. And
he's doing very well at it as well.
He is. He actually is. And he's got the entire Republican Party cowed, and he's apparently got most of the Democratic Party cowed, or at least Musk does. They're all terrified that Musk will drop, $5 million into a primary. I mean, look at how he got J.D. Vance into the Senate. Well, it wasn't Musk. It was Peter Thiel, but, you know, with $14 million, whatever it was.
This is a time we either stand up and fight for what is ours still and barely at this point, or there will be nothing to fight for.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be far too late. And when Lawrence Traub says things like that, I'm pretty much, he's got my attention.
Yeah, there you go. Nicholas, thanks for the call. Take your vitamin C, my friend.
I've been taking 2,500 milligrams a day of vitamin C.
Good. Okay. Spread it out because it only lasts in the body for 4 or 5 hours. It will help, at least my understanding is it helps, build
tissue.
I do
500 milligrams 5 times a day.
Yeah. And take your A and your D and your K.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. There you go. Nicholas, good talking to you. I wish you the very best,
my
friend.
Thank you, Tom, for all your continued work. You're doing God's work here or whatever, somebody.
I
keep doing it because... And by the way, if people think they're not going to be coming after them later, that if they're only coming after people they've never heard of, don't know, or don't care about, you're wrong. Yeah. They're going to come after you next. And I'm talking to you, Mr. Hartman. They will find a way to get to you and Louise. Be very careful.
I am doing my very best, Nicholas. Thank you for the call.
Keep doing it. Yeah. Keep doing it.
Bye now. Samuel in Santa Ana, California. Hey, Samuel, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, first of all, before I get into this, I want to make one statement. If they do come for you, there are going to be a whole bunch of people who are going to stand up for you, and I'm going to be one of them.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And that's from my heart. I've been looking at this thing happening with the Supreme Court. I'm feeling more afraid, but yet I'm feeling much more hopeful than I was, say, a couple weeks ago. I don't see this guy being able to stop from tripping over his feet. The court ruled against him 9-0 when they were doing the Stop the Steal thing. They ruled against him 8-1 on Stop the Steal. They ruled against Bob Kennedy when he was trying to get his name off the Michigan ballot as well as the Wisconsin ballot. And now he's rubbing them the wrong way. He's ignoring judges. The Supreme Court, those guys are judges. Mm-hmm. So John Roberts, he made a statement. He said he didn't appreciate the threats to the 5 lawfully entered judgments. He made that earlier this month. Trump is a threat. He's a big threat. He's a huge target. Planes are falling from the sky. Measles, we got bird flu, epidemics that are possible. It's the first time in my life when inflation is actually scheduled. We are actually expecting inflation to go up by 10 or 25% starting next month. That's unheard of. He's freaking out people. He's freaking out cops, government workers, plane passengers, CDC, nuclear workers, Social Security, Medicare, you name it. He's freaking people up. To paraphrase something, I was thinking about this earlier today. To paraphrase an old term, you can fool and scare some of the people some of the time. You can fool and scare all the people some of the time, but you better not try to fool and scare all the people all the time.
Yeah, to paraphrase Abraham Lincoln.
Exactly. So what I'm thinking is that the court, in looking at this Frankenstein situation that they just made here, they're getting ready to give him, and I'm speaking in terms of what you were commenting on about the case that's coming up to them, where they finally have accepted a case where he's trying to get somebody who's doing oversight. I am thinking that they're going to give him a smack so hard that they're going to hear it all the way down to the Capitol building.
Well, let's hope so. I'm not as optimistic as you are, Samuel. I've seen other decisions where they gave him everything he wanted, including immunity from prosecution for criminal acts. But I said this earlier. I said it last week. I think that there's a possibility that John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett are going to abandon Trump, and then he's just going to have Alito and Thomas and Gorsuch basically on his side. We'll see. We'll see. But I am hopeful, but I'm skeptical. So, Samuel, thanks for the call. And then if the court rules against Trump, then the question becomes, how does Trump react? And if he refuses to acknowledge the court's order or go along with the court's order and continues to, let's say the court tells him he's got to put funding back to NIH or USAID, and he refuses to do it, then what? This is a genuine crisis. This is a coup, as Nicholas said.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK. Join us at the Amory Public Library on Thursday, February 27th at 6 p.m. It's History Night. Learn about the history of our country and many different subjects to be covered at History Night. That's February 27th at 6 p.m. at the Amory Public Library. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Trump's got a plan. It's reckless and grand. A debt-fueled gamble to wreck the land. Tariffs rise and crypto schemes in play while billionaires cheer and the workers pay. Crashing the economy, Trump style. Billionaires laughing all the while. The middle class falls, the rich take flight. Profit from chaos day turns to night.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Brad in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
You know, I'm really disturbed by J.D. Vance's lecturing the Europeans as he did and just being an ugly American.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
He is, and then... The symbolism cannot be missed on the Europeans. He goes right to Munich, the birthplace of the Nazi Party, and he goes and speaks to the woman in charge of the neo-Nazi Party in Germany. And then you have the Canadian naval officer saying he believes the relationship with the U.S. is not repairable, even with a different president. And he's calling for Canada to join, form an alliance, an anti-American alliance.
Yeah, it's pretty breathtaking.
These are real things. These Republicans think their freedom means freedom from consequences. And if alliances are created against America beyond that which exists, our standard of living will go way down.
I think it's already starting to, and it's going to get a hell of a lot worse. I think we're looking at a serious recession here in fairly short order, as the result in large part of all these cuts. And also, you know, our European allies are scared to death of us. In fact, that's going to be the opening rant in the next hour. I think it's just a flaming tragedy. And it appears to me, Brad, that Trump is doing all of this to satisfy or please Vladimir Putin. I think Putin is the dictator that Trump most wants to be. He views him as a tough guy. He's jealous of him. He wants to be him, in my opinion. And he's running the Putin playbook right now, you know, particularly against the media.
Trump isn't smart enough to be a Vladimir Putin, and I think
he doesn't realize
that.
You know, you and I know that, but he doesn't realize that. But he has people around him who are smart enough, and that's the thing that concerns me. Brad, I got to move along. Thanks for the call, Rob in Mount Iron, Minnesota. Hey, Rob, what's up?
I was kind of wondering if I was going to. Do you remember that old movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, with Michael Rennie?
Oh, that was about the nuclear war and the end of times?
70 years ago?
Yeah, this is like 40 years ago.
No, that was like. That was like 70 years ago, the black and white one, you know, I mean, that's where, you know, like it was the movie where to really get a point across, you had to get people's attention. And it's where, you know, like under the circumstances, it's where to be able to get people's attention right now. How about we do this like this, the day the government stood still? You know, right now, Trump is nibbling around the edges as far as firing people, as far as people in the government, stuff like that. Do you think that we get his attention and all the people in government as far as if all federal employees walk off the job, the CDC, NLRB, IRS, ATF, shut the whole FAA down, you know?
Trump would just opportunity to have a better excuse to fire people than the flimsy excuses he's already using. And I get it about the movie. I do think, though, that probably only people in their 70s would remember it. So it's probably going to be a little more problematic. But I would love to see Hollywood and you know, getting together with Democratic politicians and coming up with some good, strong memes, you know, the way that the Lincoln Project has been doing for some time. Rob, thank you. That's brilliant stuff. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I so agree with what Nicholas was saying. I love that man. Yesterday, I was at a protest all day, so I didn't hear your show live. I heard it afterwards. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's gone out and protesting. We need as many people as possible. And for the people that aren't doing anything, we need you to start getting involved now. You can't wait till later, because this is a coup. And I just also quickly want to mention that I listen to Louise's music on YouTube, and I found that the easiest and the best way for me to do that. And I put a link on my site at nbribes.com. Mm-hmm. There's a little box that says link to music, and it will take you to your YouTube page. And I find that that's an easy way to listen to the music, because I think some people have a hard time trying to find it.
Cool. So yeah, it's also on Spotify and Apple Music and
I know.
A dozen other places.
I don't use any of those things, and I think probably some other people are the same way. So I just wanted to put that out there so it's an easy way for people to do. Now, my big thing is the Energy Department. It's kind of interesting how all of a sudden they fired everyone, and a couple hours later they needed to try to rehire everyone. Right. And as you know, and I know, and I think a lot of people know, that the Energy Department actually controls our nuclear system.
Right, our nuclear bombs.
My question is, I wonder if someone all of a sudden realized that their football wouldn't work anymore.
Could be, Ziggy. I suspect that this is just, I mean, they're going after the federal government with an axe, is what's going on. And it's no way to do surgery. Ziggy, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Line right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project join me to review the election results of the DPI secretary's race and more. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A jury in Los Angeles found rapper A$AP Rocky not guilty of firing a handgun at a former friend in 2021. ABC's Alex Stone is outside the courthouse in Los Angeles.
A$AP Rocky took a big risk here. He was offered a plea deal for about 6 months in county jail. He said no. Had he been found guilty, he could have gotten 24 years in prison. This was a very big risk, and he won that risk.
U.S. and Russian delegations meeting in Saudi Arabia today discussing ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine and European nations not included at the table. Israel says it'll keep some troops in five controlled outposts of southern Lebanon, defying the deadline for a total withdrawal under the peace deal with Hezbollah. The Lebanese government slammed the move, calling it a violation of the agreement. President Trump Tuesday signing a new round of executive orders, one to extend IVF access. Severe storms now blamed for 15 deaths across four states, the majority in Kentucky, after flash flooding. This is ABC News. The Senate.